Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. Right now, I want to pray over you. Father, for the few minutes that I have with this congregation that's listening, I ask that you bless them, encourage them, and strengthen them. If there one be under the sound of my voice that's not born again, I ask today that you reveal to them that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we must receive him as Savior. Lord, I pray for that revelation knowledge to go into the hearts and lives of the men and women, boys and girls that are listening. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A long time ago, I was told of a missionary that had spent his life overseas preaching the gospel to in a faraway country. And he had was coming home. He was an older gentleman, and his health was failing, so he had wired ahead that he would be arriving home. He'd been gone for most of his life. And it was said that when the ship began to dock, he looked out, and he saw all kind of people waving to their loved ones, and one by one, people began to leave the ship. And as he stood there, he said no one came to greet him back home. And he bowed his head and he began to cry. And he said, Lord, nobody came to greet me. Nobody came to welcome me home. And he said, the Lord spoke to his heart and said, well, son, you're not home yet. And that's what I want to tell you today. Listen, the people of this world might not greet you. The people in this world might not give you the respect that you think you need. The people in this world might not do for you. And we expect a lot of things in this world that don't come to pass. But I want you to know, if you're a born-again Christian, you're not home yet. Just wait till you get home to be with Jesus. One of my most favorite scriptures is in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 2. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And then Jesus went on to say, if that hadn't been true, I wouldn't have told you. Jesus wasn't telling a lie. The Bible tells us that God is not a man that he should lie. And he's telling us that we have a mansion in glory. We have a place where we will always be able to dwell with him. There is a land beyond the river. It's called heaven. Oh, what a time it's going to be with our loved ones who have gone on ahead of us, to be with our friends who have gone on, to see the ones in the Bible that were faithful to serve God. What a reunion time that will be. Today, I want to encourage you, saint, hold on. We're not home yet. You may be going through some hard times. You may be having some trials, and this old world may be looking dark, but you're not home yet. A lot of people know beyond a shadow of a doubt that wrath and judgment is coming upon many countries. And sorry to say, our country as well, if she does not repent. But God's people are not under the coming wrath, but we're under the protection, the divine protection. We're not under divine wrath. We're under divine protection, and God will lead us always safely home. There's an old hymn that I love. I've sung it many times. It says, I won't have to cross Jordan alone, and that's something I want you to realize. In this world, when we breathe our last breath, when we're Christians, and we breathe our last breath, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In other words, it's going to be goodbye world. Hello, Jesus. We leave this old world and we go to be in the presence of our Lord. We're not home yet. Don't be discouraged when you look around and see the trials and the tribulations of this world. Don't be discouraged. We're not home yet. When you look around and you see the people doing evil and wicked things, don't let your heart be troubled and don't be weary. We're not home yet. And I want to encourage you through this. There's a thing with the cancer survivors, and I love to see that when it says, I'm a survivor. And we want to be a survivor, but we want to do more than survive. We want to thrive. We want to survive it, but we want to thrive. We just don't want to get through it. We want to thrive. And that's the way it is with a Christian. We're going through this land, but Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it more abundantly. He can give you the abundant life here today. Would you receive it in the name of Jesus? I want you to take time to bless the name of the Lord. Let him encourage your heart. You do that by getting in his word. Thank you for listening.